Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to Suhoor Bites, short episodes that we do every day here at the Habibis during the holy month of Ramadan. My name is Rami Ismail, and for my Suhoor Bites, I'm just going to be talking to good people that are Muslim or Arab or that have memories of Ramadan around the world, no matter where they're from or who they are. And I have a very old friend as one of my first guests. Well, as my first guest, because these get recorded kind of out of order. So, Maggot, hi, how are you?
What's up, Rami? I still have your 2011 business card.
Right, yeah, I mean, we met a long time ago.
Yeah, you used to have that little beard thing with the silhouette with the hair.
Yep. Yeah, just the hair. Yeah, I don't know why I thought that was a good idea, but it was kind of iconic. It was not. Yeah, it's not that bad.
Then you went all wild style for the rest of your life.
for now, I can still grow long hair. So you know.
Yeah, almost.
My father was blessed with good hair until he was 65 or something. Hope he's not listening. Dad, your hair is still good. Don't worry. but 2011. That's a long time ago.
Yeah, PAX East, second one ever.
Yep.
This is getting recorded a week before PAX, so.
Yeah. Yeah, it's almost PAX again. Yeah. And it's Ramadan.
And it's Ramadan. Again. It's always
long live the games industry with that stuff. Like, I'm very excited for the Game Developers Conference next week because everybody's asking for lunch meetings. And I'm like, well, I won't eat because of Ramadan. And then everybody cancels the meeting. And I'm like, no, I still want to come to the meeting. I'm just not going to eat.
I'm just gonna stare at you.
Yeah. I'm just gonna be awkward in the whole thing. Yeah, people are terrified of the idea that somebody would be at a restaurant and not eat. So that's been a bit of a challenge.
Yeah, it's like, don't worry, man. I've been doing it my entire life.
Nothing new here. Do you have an old Ramadan story? Like a story that's like very, very Ramadan for you?
Yeah. So I'm Egyptian. I'm actually in Egypt right now. About to actually leave next week for PAX East. So right. PAX East is doing it to me. Yep. But I did grow up, every single Ramadan, essentially, except for those few ones in summer, was spent in, the U.S. And here's the thing about me as a kid is I was very serious, like super serious about Islam. You know, you go to Saturday school, you have OCD, and the two just mix in the craziest way. So they used to call me the Sheikh Maggot. Because, you know, I would hear anything, and this is now like the thing, you know. Right, Every prayer when you enter the bathroom, if you yawn, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, that was my signature. I would tell people, everyone else to say it.
Right.
I would like enforce it. I'd be like, no, man, you got to say it right now. And right, I'd wait. Like, I'd like insist, you know. So for me, fasting, apparently, this actually wasn't the case for everyone. I don't judge you if you're not. But for me, fasting started around like first or second grade. And right. I took it super duper seriously.
Of course.
And the thing about fasting in the U.S. is it seems that everyone, like, you know, every year the birthdays shift around in your school, right? You know?
Right.
Because, you know, new class. For some reason, all of them are during Ramadan every year. Every single year. I don't know why. I don't know. Maybe the principal had it out for me or something.
Right.
Every single year, all the birthdays seem to just be whatever Ramadan, you know, moves every year. It would just be during that period.
That's rough.
This is second grade, and I am sitting, and this is birthday number four. And, you know, they're bringing around the cupcakes, right? And, every single birthday, I'm just sitting there. I'm just, like, staring them down. You know, because they bring out the cupcakes and they put it in front of you. It's like a big thing of sugar and they put it right in front of you.
Yeah.
Right. It's like it's like some new kind of CIA torture technique. Had to go there, you know. but really, they put it right in front of, like, a little sugar loaded cupcake right in front of me. And they're like, oh, no, don't worry. We can bag that up for you. While everyone else is like munching on theirs next to you. Is like, yeah, man, let's bag it up. Hey, wait, you can't eat food, not even water?
Not even water. Yeah, so, there we go.
And I'm just there going like, hold it in, man, hold it in.
Yep.
And so the teacher takes it and a single sprinkle falls onto my desk.
Right.
Now, this is the ultimate test, right?
Right. This is the true test.
Yeah, this is like the, you know, the hable, you know, the judgment where you, like, you fall off. It's as thin as a hair. You know, this for me, this is the test right here, right?
Yeah.
It's like, you know, it's like, where are you going to fall off, right? Is this it? Because, you know, for me, this is like, oh, man, this is it. So I just look at that sprinkle and I'm like sweating. It's like that SpongeBob, you know, where he's like, I don't need it, you know? Yeah. And I give in. I was like, my hand acts without my brain thinking, and I just eat the sprinkle.
Yep.
And I immediately realized the gravity of what I've done. One single sprinkle for a second grader. Oh, this is it.
Yep. You know?
And I immediately break. I'm just like, teacher, I've broken the core tenets of my religion. Pillar number 4.
Oh, yeah, that's rough.
And so they call the emergency number for my dad, who is a doctor, very good doctor, and he's a hardworking dude, and he gets this call on the emergency number, like, yeah, you know, your son is crying because he ate a sprinkle. Does this mean he's going to hell?
Right.
And my dad looks at him and is like, no.
Yeah.
He's not even supposed to be fasting yet.
he's too young for that. Yeah. That sounds like me. I took it very seriously when I was a kid. And for me, like, I've luckily never been tempted by a sprinkle, because I would have failed that test as well, I think. But for me, it was every time, you know, with brushing my teeth or something, if I accidentally swallowed some water, I'd be like, oh no, am I going to hell now?
Yeah, with showering too.
Yeah. Yep.
Uh-oh.
Yep. The true challenges.
The true challenges.
Yeah.
Everything else is easy, man. Like, when it's like, you know, food around you, it's like, oh, that's far away from me, right? There's no way that's getting in my mouth.
Yeah. But that, do you know I think one of my favorite things about Ramadan very often is just the Muslim TikTok and Instagram and YouTube gets so funny. It gets so funny. I hope one day I get to speak to the person who did that, that video about, like, calling the sheikh, calling the imam, that he accidentally fell and he ate like nusat tufah, like half an apple, and like like shawarma, sandwich with shawarma, and like approximately 3 liters of water.
It just keeps going.
Yeah.
No, the best part's like the call at the end there.
Yeah.
He's just like, what?
Yeah. No, there's so many good ones. There's another one I always love that is like a guy sitting in his car and it's Ramadan and he grabs like a chocolate bar.
Yeah.
And he almost bites into it. But it's like a it's like a nice car, like it's a convertible, you know?
Yeah.
And he almost bites into the chocolate and then he goes like, oh no, astaghfirullah. And he like pulls up the roof over the convertible and then he eats it. As if that was like,
yeah, I mean, it's you gotta just get rid of the temptations, right? Like, the whole thing where it's like the water bottle gets yeeted into the sink or far away, you know?
Yeah.
Hide all the temptations, right?
Yeah, it makes it easier. I had a friend that would always come back when I had my first, around the time I met you, actually.
Yeah.
I had this friend, very dear friend. His name is Matthijs in the Netherlands. And every Ramadan, he would come to my office. He was in the next office. He would come to my office and he would just slowly open a can of Coca-Cola and then go like, oh, no. Well, if it's not a challenge, it's not a test of faith, and then he would leave again.
Exactly.
I very much respect that man. You it was always a good challenge.
Yeah, man. So I always tell people in Egypt, I was like, you know, you guys may be in the desert, but you have it easy. You know, you don't have the
I have a very good friend who just moved to the Netherlands from Egypt, actually, and he's Muslim, and he's doing his first Ramadan here in the Netherlands, and he's like, how do y'all do this? Like, nothing here changes for Ramadan. Like, everything is the same. You still go to work same hour. You still go to bed same hour. Like, the days are long. The sun comes up early. It goes down late. Like, how are you doing it?
Yeah. I'm
like, well, you know, everybody has their own. Everybody has their own context, their own like situation, and ultimately it's a test of faith. And it's a test of discipline. And I think, you know, no matter what, I always enjoy Ramadan for those reasons. It just feels like a very good month.
Do you realign your schedule at all for this? I mean, you're a freelancer, so.
Yeah, I used to, but nowadays I don't really like. I used to do that. I used to literally shift my schedule 4 or 5 hours, but by now it's just, you know, it's probably better to just do Ramadan and keep my schedule stable. I'm getting too old to be shifting schedules.
Yeah, I feel that. I still got a few more years of that probably.
Doing yeah, it. Yeah. Well, hey, might as well. Mm. Not good.
Yeah, I'm gonna.
Super good talking to you. I'm very happy. I got to start Ramadan catching up with an old friend. That is the best way. That's the best way to start Ramadan. I think it is also a month of people and friends and connections. So sort of the shared experience of Ramadan is also very dear to me. So
I never feel more in touch with other Muslims, honestly. It's the one thing we all have in common, right?
Yep. I agree. Good. Maggot, thank you so much. For everybody listening, I hope you also have a good, by now, second day of Ramadan. Or for those of you starting today, first day of Ramadan, because I think some of us are starting today. So if you do, I hope you have a blessed Ramadan. So thanks so much for tuning in for the second Suhoor Bite of this month. Tomorrow, we will hopefully, inshallah, have Osama Dorius with his first episode. And then I look forward to being here with you again in a few days. For now, salam.
Assalamu alaikum.